boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Sound the party music!
Yeah!
We did it!
Oh, we did it, everybody. We really did it.
We done did it. Congratulations, you did it. You should be proud of yourself.
Oh my God. Stuffed the Wagon 2024 officially wrapped yesterday.
It did.
And, well, we say that, but it didn't really actually wrap until today.
Because at noon.
We had to go pick up even more donations than we thought we would have.
3 carloads, in fact.
Of dog food. Shout out Steve Emerson for the...
Huge donation
that we were also very surprised by, because we were finishing up last night, very happy with the amount of donations that came in. We're like, okay, solid. Like, this was a really good day of Stuff the Wagon. And we go inside Tyson's to be like, okay, we're making sure we didn't leave anything behind. And she's like, well, there's more. There's like 50 plus bags of dog food that you guys are probably going to have to come back for.
We're like, okay. We'll come back tomorrow.
We're going to come back with more manpower and more vehicle space, and then we'll take it back. So we made that happen. My office, where we're housing everything right now, is very hard to walk through.
It is.
It's a great problem to have.
It is an awesome, awesome problem to have.
I mean, we had so many people stop out yesterday, and even a couple people who were like, yeah, I came last week and donated for the dogs, but today I'm doing the cats, or vice versa. Or I know Michael, friend of the show, he's been out several times. Like, we had so many rock star donations this year.
100%. We even had people who were like, at the last minute, like, what are you guys doing? I want to help out. I'm going to miss it. There's only 5 minutes left, who are going to try to make it to the station before we go and drop off the donations by the end of the week, which is awesome.
So. And I think Cedar Valley Humane Society is not only going to be grateful, but they're going to be shocked.
I don't think they know what's about to come their way.
We had a ton of donations last year, and I have not done final numbers yet. So don't ask for any specific numbers. But I know for a fact we definitely beat last year.
Woo!
By like a good amount.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get those numbers all calculated up so we can reveal
them. We should
them.
Be really proud of ourselves. You should be really, really proud of yourself.
Yes. Pat yourself on the back.
Nicely. Don't hurt yourself.
Thanks for clarifying.
I just don't want you to smack it too hard, you know?
Definitely not. But this was possible because of you. And we're going to be donating later this week, so we'll be sure to report back on how excited the puppies and kitties are.
Yeah, so thank you again. You are the amazing reason we can make Stuff the Wagon happen. You're the reason we can help our furry friends this holiday season at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
So, we say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hugs and kisses. We'll probably do it again next year.
You're going to give kisses?
Oh, radio kisses.
Oh, okay.
Love
you.
Bye.
Did you like that?
So as we mentioned, we are very pleased to announce that Stuff the Wagon has concluded and that we have definitely surpassed last year's donations.
Yeah. Yay!
And we actually had to go back to Tyson's today to pick up, what was it, 3 pallets of dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Steve Emerson. That was such an awesome donation from him. And me and you went, Street Teamer and Weekend Talent Kate came along. And then our engineer Kevin came along.
Kevin!
Honestly, thank God he did, because
that man's a genius.
They were like pulling up forklifts and Kevin's like helping the guy out. I'm like, I am so glad you're here, because I would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
To be like 1 inch away, 2 inches, whatever. But it became very apparent that Those Girls Incorporated is lacking in the muscle department, okay? It's not great. These were 44-pound bags of dog food, 3 pallets worth. I want to make that very clear. So this was a lot of lifting for a great cause. And, you know, Kevin's just whipping these things into the truck.
He can throw them. It's very clear.
I got inside of the station wagon because the trunk is really deep in there. So I wanted to make sure we were like stacking them as far back as we could to obviously make as much room as possible.
And he's throwing them to you.
Dude, I didn't even have to move them. He had the perfect distance that he was tossing them. He was getting them on top of the other ones. I was like,
to be honest, it looked like he was throwing a football. It was like so light for him.
It was easy. I would have thought he like did this all day. That was his job. And then poor you, Destiny. Oh my God. You were like,
we heard that exact noise, actually.
Picking it up off the forklift and then would turn around and just like fully collapse.
My whole body would fall over with
into
it.
Into the trunk. It was
that exact noise.
I'm going to guess for every one bag that you moved, Kevin moved five in that same amount of time.
No, that's seriously true.
It's character building. It was really good for us. No, that's not even being dramatic.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Tis the season to be craving warm drinks.
Yeah.
I had my first hot chocolate. No, that's a lie. I was going to say my first hot chocolate of the season on Saturday, but I forgot.
Lies.
I believe my
you
mother.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I do, because my mom brought us hot chocolate at Stuff the Wagon 2 weeks ago, I think. But I did have one at home during the ice storm on Saturday, which just felt like so cozy, so Christmassy. However, there's a new hot drink taking over on TikTok that you can try this holiday season, and that is hot Dr. Pepper.
That's disgusting.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
No, I don't like warm soda, period.
Dude.
And so to make it warm, I'm good. That is disgusting.
Right there with you. People are putting 2 liters of Dr. Pepper in a crock pot. They're adding some lemon and letting it heat up, and then they're enjoying it. Now, the first thing I was like, who came up with this? Because that is, who's putting Dr. Pepper in their crock pot? That's bizarre to me. But it's actually a retro recipe. Like, this was a thing for the holidays back in the 60s, and it's just now recirculating, and people are saying that it's, like, a great holiday drink.
No.
I have not seen you look so disgusted.
Because I don't know. I'm sorry. You could give me $50 and I wouldn't do it.
Really? No, I would do it for $50.
Not for $50. I don't like warm soda. I'm a Coke girl through and through, and when it starts getting just a little warm, I'm done.
Dude, your nostrils are flaring.
That's disgusting. I can't do this.
Okay, don't try it then.
If you were serving warm Dr. Pepper Coke at your Christmas, I'm walking out. I won't even leave my gift. I'm just going home.
Straight to the naughty list.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I keep getting phone calls for a doctor. So what I've been coming up with is that I think this doctor may have ended up putting my phone number on his resume, because these phone calls are people wanting this doctor to work for them.
Mm-hmm. You've gotten calls from kind of all over the Midwest, right? Not even just in Iowa.
100%.
People being like, hey, I'd love to chat with you about your resume. And you're
100%.
Like, hello, my name's Destiny and I am not a doctor.
And you do not want me to work for you at all.
Definitely want to take this phone number off your list.
You've even witnessed this. Last week, I got a phone call of a doctor's office, even in Iowa, really wanting this doctor to work for them. And I was like, hey, this guy's got to be good. But I'm not the guy.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever this guy is, wherever he is, he needs to cut you a check. Because
seriously,
if you're doing anything, you're being an official hype woman. Dude. Everybody that calls, you're like, not me. Sounds great, but not me.
Not me. Here's the thing. I've only known that this guy's name is Andrew. I've never figured out his last name. Because when they've left voicemails, they've only ever said his first name. And when they've called, they've only ever said his first name.
Yeah.
So I've never known his last name. And if I ever figured it out, I would totally like find him on LinkedIn, Facebook stalk him, whatever, so that I could just tell him, dude, I think your resume has my phone number on it.
Somewhere does. And who knows? He could be missing out on opportunities because they're calling
you. I don't want him to. I want him to land a really awesome job because I'm afraid that maybe he's applying and thinking like he sucks. And that's not the case, dude.
Getting ghosted.
So yesterday, while we're at Stuff the Wagon, I get this text message. It says, hi, Dr. Bohanic. Review the results of this head-to-head retrospective observational study of some, honestly, I can't even pronounce it, but I'm going to assume it's like prescription that was not funded by the industry. And then it gives me a link to see the full prescription information, including the boxed warnings and medication guide. And it gives me links that I can click on. I'm not going to click on it because I
was going to ask if you did.
No, I'm not going to click on it. One, it could actually be scam, or really, it's not things that I should legally be clicking on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I got the last name. I got really excited. I'm like, I'm going to look this guy up. I can finally figure him out. I can tell him his resume is wrong. So I look him up. However, I've known that this guy is an oncologist. I have figured that out.
Yeah.
Because every time they call and leave voicemails, they always say he's an oncologist. So when I look up the text message and the last name they give me, I found a guy who's local, but he's a cardiologist.
Okay. Yeah, that's different.
They're not the same. So now I'm like, okay, am I getting punked by doctors everywhere?
Well, yeah, that's what's confusing. I mean, I'm clearly not familiar with the medical field or industry or whatever. I don't know if it's possible that he has experience in both cardiology and oncology. Maybe. I don't know. Or somebody's messing with you and like signing you up for newsletters now.
I think doctors everywhere are punking me or something. I don't really know.
Or they heard that you're the perfect hype woman.
Oh, you know
so
what?
Then they call you and you're like, I don't know, but they sound really great.
And then they're like, you know what?
You're the unofficial reference.
You know what, doctor? Start putting me down. I will hype you up for.
Well, I don't know about that. One of my biggest fears in life is appearing to come true.
What's that?
Okay, so I need to rewind before I fully reveal what that is. If you remember maybe a month or so ago, I told you that I took family photos with my boyfriend's family because they invited me to. And I was like, you know what? This is awesome. And they do it every year for their family Christmas card. And his mom had dropped one off to our house and I made it onto the Christmas card. One side is their family photo that I'm not in. And then the other side is me with my boyfriend and his brother because we all live together right now. So we're all like roomies. So that's, I am on the Christmas card. Now,
way to go.
I know, I made it. It's kind of awesome. And I was feeling really good and fresh and fun about things until today when my mom received the Christmas card because my boyfriend's mom sent it to my mom. Very sweet. Very nice of her. So she sends me a picture of it and says, Tay, you are truly adorable in a picture of it because she hadn't seen any of the photos yet. So she was saying it was cute. And then before I could even respond, she says, also, you look like you could be their sister. Meaning my boyfriend and my boyfriend's brother. She's saying it looks like we could be related. And I said, that's what I was worried about. People thinking we're related. We are not. I even said to my boyfriend on that day, like, what if people think that we're brother and sister? Because we're not.
I could.
Don't. Please do not feed into my fears.
I could see it.
Because, you know, like, my fear is ending up
fully
on one of those Instagram pages that's like siblings are dating.
No, that's one of my favorite Instagram pages. You should follow it. I don't know what it's called, but
siblings are dating.
Sibling. Follow it on Instagram. Siblings are dating. Highly recommend.
I'm so upset because here's the thing. I have dark hair. My boyfriend has dark hair. That's really it. Like, I guess I have pretty thick eyebrows and they have thick eyebrows, but they have curly hair. They have dark eyes. I have light eyes. But like at a glance, I'm scared that this card is going out to his family members that maybe they don't keep up with so much. And they're going to be like, is there a long lost sister that we didn't get informed of? Or who's that?
She been hiding.
Am I the family secret that nobody knew about?
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, totally mortified. All thanks to my mom for bringing that
up. I just like how you thought that, because my first instinct would have been that you're out in public and people are going to be like, ew, those siblings are holding hands, or ew, those siblings are kissing and smacking on each other.
That's exactly why I do not believe in PDA.
In public.
Because I do not want anybody thinking that
I can't wait to see you in the grocery store, because I'm still going to yell at you like that just to mess with you.
And say what? Oh my God, brothers and sisters?
Ew, those brothers and sisters are smacking on each other. Just to mess with you.
Ew. God.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't like it when you got a big old smile on your face.
I'm actually feeling a little embarrassed because I just realized, like, windows go both ways, right? I'm looking out it and people can see in.
Yeah. That took you till 2024?
No. Sometimes when I do these window updates, I just turn around and I take a look and I see something exciting. Other times, I gotta find something that intrigues me. So just now, I don't know if you saw me, but I was like pretty much nose up against the window, mm-hmm. looking like a peeping Tom. And in that moment, our engineer, I believe, Kevin, just drove out. And I now wonder, does he think that I'm watching him? Did he just see me creepily looking out the window?
I think Kevin thinks that you have a crush on him or something. I don't know.
Well, after, I kind of wish I could have seen what I just looked like.
He's probably like, does she watch my every move?
Like, does he think I'm a tattletale?
Because he left 58 minutes early. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Well, now I'm the one who just said he left 58 minutes.
Now we're both guilty of this weird, creepy crime.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the one who said it, but I'm the one who counted the time out loud.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to look from a distance.
I'm a firm believer you don't leave until 5 o'clock on the dot.
See, this is when you should be over here, because you'd just be reporting on everybody.
You know what? See,
Sally clocked out at 4:12. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that down.
You know, I wish we had hall police at school, because I would have been so good at that.
Hall monitor.
Oh my God, I would have been so good at that. But you know what? If this company wants to have, window monitors, oh my God, I will do it. I'll do it.
I'm going to get you a pad of paper. Not because I want you to tattle on anybody.
Like a badge.
I want to read the notes.
I'll take notes. Kevin, 4:02 p.m., 58 minutes early. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll take notes. Did he come in 58 minutes early, though? That's what we need to pay attention to. I got to hop on the security cameras.
Okay. You're crazy. You're actually insane. And you know what? I think tomorrow maybe I'll invite you over here to
do deal.
It.
Congratulations. Stuff the Wagon was a huge success. Yeah, celebrate.
You just wanted a reason to play Post Malone.
Shut up.
It's just a bonus.
Why, yes it is.
Oh, man. Stuff the Wagon 2024 has officially wrapped up.
It has.
At least the collecting of donations has. We have yet to deliver everything to our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. We're going to do that yet this week, and I think they are going to be so proud of the Z102.9 listeners.
Yeah, and you should be proud of what you did this year, because you have showed up and showed out.
Man, Hannah from Cedar Valley Humane Society stopped by yesterday with one of their adoptable dogs, Gizmo. He's adorable. If you're looking to expand your family, I highly recommend checking out.
Take a look at Gizmo.
Oh, he was so sweet. But she stopped out yesterday and we're like, yeah, I think we're going to have like a decent load. We're excited to drop it off on Thursday. And then we got back after, picking up from Tyson's today. And I had to email her and be like, okay, so what I said about, yeah, it'll be a good load. Take that times like 10, 15, because it's so massive now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I think they're going to be shocked and surprised.
What I absolutely loved is when Kevin, our engineer, had to drive our truck for our brother station, 1600 ESPN.
Yeah.
With a whole stack of dog food in the back. A pallet full of dog food. And the looks he was getting from other drivers was
Well, because it's like, where is this man going with a stack of dog food? Like, it was towering above the cab of the truck. It was insane.
And the looks he was getting from people was worth everything.
I probably would have been looking the same way. Like, what? Where is that going?
Where are you going with all that dog food? Who are you feeding?
We should have put a sign on it that says, it's for those girls in the afternoon. Stuff the wagon. Maybe we could do that when we deliver.
Yeah, maybe we should. So that when we get dirty looks again, they're not thinking we're just feeding one dog.
Like, oh, yeah. I heard about that. It's for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Yeah.
So we are going to have to take cars on cars on cars, all because of you. And your donations the last 5 weeks for Stuff the Wagon.
Oh, it was so much fun getting to meet everybody and chit-chat about if they've got dogs at home. People brought their dogs in their cars. Yes. We had a guy last night who said that he even got his dog, I believe, from Cedar Valley Humane Society. So 100%. He's like, I'm so excited to give back to them.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that. The stories that you have come and delivered to us while you've delivered treats and goodies for Stuff the Wagon, that is like always the icing to the cake. Because when you come by and you just say hi, but you also tell stories to us, why you love listening to the show, or why you're donating to Stuff the Wagon, is icing to the cake for us.
It was amazing. And then also special shout out to anybody that dropped by and happened to be putting things on our table when we were in the middle of doing our show. If we didn't get to say hi, please know, thank you so much.
100%. If we didn't get to say hi or we didn't get your name, just know that we love you. I'm going to say it. We love you.
I'm going to get emotional. You're
going to take it there. I'm going to take it there. We love you.
I love you on the first date. So take that to heart. And just know it's real.
She's not wrong.
This is real love.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. Attention! It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
I think we need to do a quick update of how our boyfriends, how our cats are doing when it comes to Christmas. Because we've been both decorated our houses for quite some time now. And I just want to see how they've been behaving.
Yeah, it's been a minute. What do you want me to?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go ahead? Okay, so I did finally see my cat Romeo inside the Christmas tree. I knew it had been happening because I think you had the same thing where it was very apparent, because if a cat is laying on a branch, there's going to be a flat spot on the tree. And like a gap where no branches are. So I knew it was happening. I just never caught it. But I did the other day. I saw him inside of it. And he saw me and I yelled at him. And then he just stared at me and continued to yell or to lay in the tree. That was awesome. I haven't wrapped any gifts yet. And I honestly have kind of accepted the fact that there are going to be none under the tree, because they'll just open them. And I have a good amount that need to be wrapped, and I might do it tonight if I have the motivation to. And I would love to like do it in the living room with the fireplace on, Christmas tree ambiance, but I have accepted I'm going to have to do it in my room with the door shut.
Why?
Because even wrapping the gifts, he's batting at the paper, he's chewing on the ribbons, and then it ruins the whole experience, because wrapping is very spiritual to me. And
not for me.
I love it. I think it's fun.
We're still loose in all this.
Huh?
We're still loose.
She's an angel.
Oh.
She's been great. She hasn't done anything. She likes to lay under the tree, and I did catch her batting at an ornament, but not hard enough to knock it off the tree. So it's kind of cute when she does it.
So it's just Romeo who's the devil child.
At least it's been caught, I should say. I don't know what she's doing at home when I'm not there. And then as far as my boyfriend goes, he's been pretty good. He refuses to give me any ideas for his mom, which is putting him on the naughty list. I'm like, okay, it's December 17th. You got any ideas? And he's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm like, no.
Dude, you've got less than 10 days.
We're on a time crunch. And what puts him on the nice list is that he always turns on the Christmas tree for me.
Good for him.
So I come home and it's already on. So that's pretty good.
I bought a little tunnel that goes around the Christmas tree for
I
the kitties.
I want one.
Oh, dude, you should. I did it for the living room Christmas tree, because I was kind of hoping that would get Fat Mochi to stop growing up on the Christmas tree. I will tell you, and in fact, does not get Fat Mochi to stop going up the Christmas tree.
He's still doing it.
Because I came home and I saw kind of where the tree branches had like a bald spot a little bit. So he's still trying to go up the Christmas tree, but it has reduced the amount of times he's going up. So it does help a little bit.
He's got to really want to.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. So Fat Mochi likes to go in the tunnel.
Is that his name now, by the way? Fat Mochi?
Well, until he loses some weight. Jeez.
Ouch.
It's okay. Mr. Mochi, all right? Mr. Mochi, he goes in the tunnel. He sleeps in the tunnel.
Good.
Zaw, the little dog, does. And then Evie, she likes to think she can go in there. She's about to knock over the Christmas tree if she goes in there. She was trying last night. I was like, oh, honey, it's cute that you think you can go in there.
Oh, my God. Sad.
But you can't. You're too big, girl.
She's left out.
I know.
You
got to
get a big tunnel.
I know, because even Luna could. I got to get a big tunnel for Evie, because now I feel bad. She's the only one who can't go in there.
And here you are calling Mochi fat. God.
No, I can't call Evie that. That's rude.
Jeez. Okay.
So that's the update. Mochi has not ate any ornaments yet, other than the two that I've told you about. He's not eaten any more.
Hasn't eaten any except two.
And I will tell you, I did wrap three Christmas presents Friday night? Friday or Saturday night?
Mm.
Fat Mochi has not ate any Christmas presents.
No.
No. I thought he did last night because I couldn't find one, but he just must have tucked it back further behind the Christmas tree. But knock on wood, he has not ate any Christmas presents. I really thought they would tear him up.
See, here's what is annoying about having a cat is that he's doing that, and then one random day, probably Christmas Eve, just to ruin things for you, he's going to decide he's interested and wants to eat it.
So what I've been doing, I know, he's going to pick that one night, and he's going to do it. What I've been doing is making sure he's fed at all times.
Well, it sounds like it. I know we were just doing a Christmas boot camp update a bit ago, mostly surrounded around our animals and how they've been behaving with all the Christmas decorations and stuff. And, you know, they're like probably at sea level. Both your cats and dogs and my cats, they're like not doing great. They're not doing terrible. But I saw something. I've seen a lot of people doing this on TikTok, and I want to do it. And if I can't make it happen, then I want you to do it with your animals. And that is, people are packing up their cats and taking them out to look at Christmas lights. I've also seen this with dogs. I've seen this with dogs, which I feel like dogs in general just do better in the car. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of dogs like sticking their head out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sweet seeing their reaction and seeing them, like, look at all the lights and stuff. But I about died last night when I saw a video of somebody with their cat. They put their cat in a little sweater and then they packed him up. And then they had him in the front seat looking out the window, and he loved looking at the Christmas lights.
Tell me how you think Toulouse and Romeo would react to
Horrible.
This.
Horrible.
You don't think they would like it or what?
I think they would be terrible because here's the thing. I've had them in the car before, but they were in their carriers, and they hate that. They scream and they cry. And I think if I took them out of their carriers, they would like probably hide under the seats, and I would never be able to get to them again in my car. So I don't even know. If anything, my boy cat Romeo, maybe if I got him to calm down, he would do it. But I think he'd be more interested in being naughty and like climbing on top of the dashboard.
Every one of my pets are good car pets.
I'm jealous.
They're all good. But I will tell you this. I'll tell you who I think. But that doesn't mean they're all interested in what's going on. Okay. A lot of them, that doesn't mean they all look out the window. So I'll tell you this. Evie would enjoy every single second of that.
Your cat?
The dog.
Your dog. She was. You got too many.
We got a zoo over here.
Whoops.
Evie the fish at this rate. Evie the dog would enjoy it. Zaw the dog, no. He don't care. He could care less. He would not enjoy that. Fat Mochi, no.
Really? No. I thought if anything, he would be the one.
No. No, he'd want to jump out the window.
Okay, actually.
So we got to keep him locked up. Luna would eat this up. You know what I do see? Sparkles in her eyes. I see her just being fascinated by that.
Okay, can you please do it?
I see her just being like her head just following every little thing.
That's what I'm saying, especially those people that go all out and have like flashing lights. And I know like cats and dogs really can see a lot of hues of like blue. So can you imagine how magical if they could see the colors?
I've told you, I've watched Luna watch my phone with me. You want to hear this? I was watching a new Hallmark movie last night. Luna was watching it with me. Luna's a Hallmark girly. So I know she's a Christmas girl.
Can you please pack her up this weekend when you go out?
I'll tell you how she does.
I gotta know.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a trend going around on TikTok that people are doing with their pets, and I feel like I must do it, okay? Because it's cute and it's holiday-y. So basically, they're like these pet photo shoots. Now, it's not just photographers that are doing this, because actually, I feel like if you have an iPhone or a cell phone, you're gonna get a good enough photo out of it that looks, honestly, all of them that I've seen look really, really professional. So what people are doing is they're taking like a wrapping paper and they're taping it up in a doorway or something where it is like suspended. So you tape it on each side low enough that your pets can reach it. You rip a hole through the middle, like a little bit, you tear it, and then you have your pet stick their head through it, whether you have to like hold up a toy or whatever, and then you zoom in enough so it just looks like your pet is ripping through wrapping paper.
We talked about doing that. I showed the videos from TikTok to Neighbor Man. I think it was like Thursday or Friday. I'm like, can we please do this? And he was like, oh my God, that's cute. Yes, of course we're going to do that. And I think we were going to do it like Saturday when there was an ice storm, or Sunday when he has like Sunday off and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, we're going to do this, but we got to do this like smart. Cause like, you know, you got to do, cause we have a zoo, you know, we got like four animals.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we got to do it small to large. So we got to start with Zaw.
Oh, that's smart.
Zaw is going to make a small hole. Then we got to go to Luna because she's dainty. Then we got to go to Evie. And then, you know, Fat Moon, she's going to go. That thing, he's a tank. He's going to just bust through that thing.
I was going to say, is he even going to just stick his head through, or is he going to rip the whole thing down?
He's going to rip the whole thing. He's going to be Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, my God.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's time to see if Taylor can correctly guess another Christmas Hallmark movie I have watched, and its plot.
And I have not watched because I think Hallmark movies are really dumb.
See? Pick your side. Are you Team Taylor or Team Destiny?
I can appreciate it. I'm not going to watch it, though.
I watched last night Falling Like Snowflakes.
Okay.
So sometimes the Hallmark movie is exactly like the title and sometimes it's not. So let's see what Taylor thinks the plot is of the Hallmark movie Falling Like Snowflakes.
Okay.
Take it away.
I sat here and twiddled my thumbs for like an entire Sabrina Carpenter song and was like, duh, I don't know what this could be about. Falling Like Snowflakes, what does that even mean? I think I've landed on something, okay? So my idea of what this movie is about, it's a girl and she's going to be hosting Christmas this year. And she wants to go like above and beyond to make it perfect as the host. Now, mind you, she also, side plot, she's single and everybody's like, oh, we just want you to find your person, but you're so independent and you just never take the time to look to date. And we really want you to be happy and find your love. So that's going on as she's planning Christmas. She's coordinating everything, the meal, the activities, the gift exchange game, whatever, who's bringing what. And also while this is going on, she's got this neighbor, right, who she always like sees out getting the mail or walking the dog. I don't know what they do, but they chit chat. And also obviously he's hot because they always are. But slowly throughout the movie, everybody starts dropping out of the Christmas party and saying they're not going to be able to make it. Oh, we got to go to my grandma's. Oh, the flight's
falling
canceled.
Falling out of it.
They're falling like snowflakes one by one from coming to the party. So finally, by the end, I don't know what happens. Everybody's fallen out. So she's lonely on Christmas. And she's like, what the heck? I planned this whole thing and nobody's going to show up. And now I'm starting to feel actually lonely. So she goes and she knocks on the neighbor's door. And they fall in love like snowflakes.
That was good.
Wasn't it, though, was it?
That was
Dang
not
it.
That was not it. And you know what? I got to change the music because this is going to make you so mad.
Oh, I was like, is this like a rock star movie?
No. When I tell you the plot of Falling Like Snowflakes,
it's going to be stupid.
It is going to be so stupid. So be prepared.
Is it actually just about stupid snowflakes?
Correct.
No, shut up.
100%. Here we
go. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Here we go. It is starring Rebecca Dalton, who I swear to God, you got to look this girl up. Looks exactly like Laura Vanderberg. Rebecca Dalton is Tegan in this movie. Tegan is a photographer. Tegan has been photographing snowflakes the last several years. Now, there are 35 different snowflakes. She has only photographed 34 of the 35 different snowflakes.
Like in existence ever?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So she is missing one snowflake. And this art gallery has been showing off her 34 of the 35 snowflakes. This one guy wants to bid on all of her snowflakes, but can't bid on it if there's missing one. So she needs to get this 12-sided snowflake. So she enlists her childhood friend, Noah, who's also a snowplower.
What?
For help. And there's a snowstorm, a really, really bad snowstorm, which I'm going to tell you right now, they ain't got the budget to show that. It's really bad.
Okay.
A snowstorm, because in the movie, it is very much daylight and hardly any snow.
Okay.
And they're like, it's really bad out here. I'm like, no, it's not.
You guys really ever seen snow?
Yeah. Have you been to Iowa? It's really not that bad. And they go up to the mountains to go after the snowstorm so she can get this 12-sided snowflake. It gets bad. They end up having to leave. She leaves her camera up in the mountain. Oh, my God. She's doomed. She'll never get the snowflake. He goes back to the mountain to get her camera. Fun fact, she ended up getting the 12-sided snowflake.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
I knew you would.
It seriously was about freaking snowflakes?
It was, in fact, about snowflakes. I watched that because I knew you would hate that movie. I hated that movie. That was the worst Hallmark movie I've ever
watched. I'm
going to
Google it so I can find the production company and send them a really strongly worded email. I have never been so mad about Christmas in my life.
I had to pull up Falling Like Snowflakes, which is a Hallmark movie. If you dare, if you bother, you can watch on Hallmark right now. You know what? I will say, I love Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. This one, I will admit, was trash. Falling Like Snowflakes was trash. I love them 99.9% of the time. This one was awful. I'm showing you because here's the thing is, I understand their budget must be low most of the time on the
Hallmark
channel. And I think they also, when I've been watching Mr. Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That show that they've been trying to find out who can star in the next Hallmark movie. I think, and I wanted to Google search it, I think they do a production in 15 days.
Wow. Okay, that's crazy.
So this might make more sense now why the acting is bad and all that fun jazz. I want to Google search that, so I could be wrong, but I think they do it that quickly. I'm showing you a very snowy scene where they're supposed to be like, oh my God, I can't find the other guy. And oh my God, it's so snowy and I can't see you. And what are you seeing?
This is horrible. This is so bad. This budget was $4. I promise you that. And you know what? Respect. I literally just made Destiny stop it because I was like, I am not a videographer. I am not a cinematographer. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can tell you exactly what they did in this shot. They have giant, which is hilarious, chunks of what looks like packing peanuts. It doesn't even look like snowflakes, and this whole freaking movie is about how intricate and detailed snowflakes are. They are blowing them right in front of the camera lens, and they're blurry, and you can hardly see what's going on. Meanwhile, the characters are walking through the shot, and you would think if it's blowing, they should be covered, right?
Uh-huh.
If you have a beard, your beard is frozen.
100%.
Why? Tell me why she has four large dandruff pieces on her shoulder. That's it. It does not look like snow. This sucks.
And then they're supposed to be in a blizzard right now.
This is bad. I might have to watch it just so I can hate it even
100%.
More.
100%. And it's also sunny as day. And I'm like, okay, I know blizzards can happen, but not probably like that.
No, because it's even today, it wasn't blizzarding, but it's that same grayish tone outside. This is bad. This is so bad.
You better call them.
I don't even know what to, I'm semi-speechless about how bad it is.
I'll give you my login so you can hack into my Hallmark and watch this and just be so mad at the movie.
I might not be able to handle it.
How do I get my boyfriend to understand my brain?
Well,
it's a serious question.
I I don't know if there's an answer for that.
How do we get those creatures to understand our creatures' brains?
I mean, our ancestors have been working towards this, and we still have made no progress.
I don't understand this. Okay, let me explain. I was telling Neighbor Man this morning that I felt like our house looked like crap. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Does it actually? No. I was probably being slightly a bit overdramatic. Okay. But when I say it looks like crap, I just mean it's like there's things on the counter in the kitchen, and that drives me nuts. So it immediately, in my mind, makes me think the house looks like crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling him that, and he doesn't see that. And on the way to work, we were talking about that, and he was like, to be honest with you, when you say the house looks like crap or it's messy, I don't see what you see. I think we have different standards of messy.
Mm.
He's like, because, you know, things on the counter doesn't bother me. Maybe some dishes on my gamer desk doesn't bother me. Mm. If I had like a cup or two on my bedside table, I don't see that. Doesn't bother me. You know, some dog toys here and there on the floor. I know that bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother me. I don't even see it. Doesn't faze me. But Taylor, that stuff drives me nuts, and it freaks me out so much, and it makes me think the house is like a pit. Like, I don't even know how to make you understand my brain. Like, in my head, the house actually has boxes of like crap everywhere. Like, it's to the ceiling. I don't know how to explain what's in my head for him to understand that.
I am the same way, because I don't like mail sitting on the counter.
Oh God.
I don't like a fork in the sink.
No.
Like, ideally, I know things get busy and sometimes we fall behind. And I feel like my boyfriend's the same way, that like him leaving his water bottle on the counter for 4 days doesn't even faze him.
Mm.
But in my mind, I'm like, it's like clutter. I like a clean counter. I like things to just be decluttered. Now, what I found is two things, because I also get in moods where I'm like, no, this house is gross.
Yes.
It's nasty in here and it's making me crazy.
It's not actually nasty. I think if somebody came in, if like you came to my house, you'd be like, oh my God, it's clean. But in my head, it looks like, I don't know, like a cat's litter box or something.
Right. Well, and what I've found with him is that I have to word it differently. Because if I am overdramatic and I say this place is disgusting and it's gross and it looks like crap, he's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, he told me that's triggering when I say it. He don't like it.
And he's like, you make me feel like I'm living in like a pigsty. No, that's not the case. But what I say instead is, it's a little messy in here, or it's a little cluttered in here.
Okay.
Or we need to tidy up. But if it is like really like getting gross, like if it's time to vacuum because there's like cat litter over in their area, that's when I say it's getting a little gross in here. We need to do some vacuuming. So then he understands where I'm coming from. But then the part two of this learning situation with my boyfriend is I've learned to pick my battles. There are boundaries in place. So he knows things don't sit on the kitchen counter. Things don't stay in the living room.
He needs to learn.
But I pick my battles because his gaming desk, I can't really throw a fit if he has a coffee cup that's been sitting there for a day or two. Now, if it gets to be like a week, then I feel like I can start saying something.
Taylor, it's been three.
Three weeks?
Oh, my God. His gaming desk is like, there's pop cans everywhere. Mm. There's coffee cups. There's plates. And it freaks me out.
Mm.
And I don't go in there. But sometimes I have to,
and
it grosses me out.
Can you make, like, cute little post-it notes so he doesn't think he's, like, you're coming at him? Just be like, cleaning fairy, dropping by to say, get rid of your pop cans.
Well, what I've been doing is just cleaning it myself. But then part of me thinks to myself, I'm not your mom. And also, I don't have a ring to be doing these duties yet. And when I have a ring, I should do these duties.
I have an idea. It's toxic.
I like toxic.
Now, what you need to do is get a ring catalog, okay, of like engagement rings. I need you to cut out the individual rings, and then every time that they've been sitting there for like, it needs to be a ridiculous amount of time, like 3 weeks, you leave now cutouts of these rings on top of his mess.
On top of the coffee cup, ring.
On top of the soda can,
ring.
All over the place.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Last week, the theme for Let's Get Quizzical was taking your favorite Christmas movies and turning them into a trivia question. This week, I'm taking your, well, maybe a Christmas toy you got in the past, maybe a Christmas toy you could be getting this year, or maybe for kids or might going to be getting this year.
Yeah, for your grandkids, whoever.
Right. So those toys are being transitioned into a trivia question. None of them are safe, including Tickle Me Elmo.
It's kind of creepy.
Elmo is always
scared.
That laugh. It gets me. All right. Well, the trivia question. What cartoon was supposed to be the original Tickle Me character before Elmo?
You mean there was an idea before Tickle Me Elmo?
There was an idea before that Elmo man.
Stop it right now.
I know.
Well, if you know who it is or you want to take a guess, you can text us at 319-200-1029.
Tickle Me Pink.
That's not the answer, is it?
No.
Okay.
I just thought I would have put that in there.
Good one.
Try to sound smart again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You like that one? Okay. What cartoon was supposed to be the original Tickle Me character before Elmo? Who is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Taking your favorite Christmas songs last week and making them trivia questions. This week, it was a challenge for me because I was like, what am I going to do? So I'm thinking of, like, toys maybe we got as kids or maybe your kids are going to get this Christmas season and making them into trivia questions.
Yeah, who doesn't love a toy for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, so that is the theme. Tonight's question, what character was supposed to be the original Tickle Me character before Elmo? Who is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 8837 said Barney.
I could see that.
I could see that. And he loves hugs, right?
I love you. You. That's on repeat in my head quite often. Let's not talk about
it. It's really creepy.
2696 said Cookie Monster. Now that would be cool.
I don't see him tickling. I could see him like snatching cookies, but not tickling.
Yeah. He'd be the snatch me. I don't know. The snatch.
Yeah, we got to think about that.
We got to think about the name. I got to work on that one.
Shout out to Andrew back in the studio, making sure that we are on the radio and dealing with our madness. Not only on the radio, but he hears us the entire time. So thank you so much, Andrew, for doing this for the past 5 weeks, making Stuff the Wagon possible. Do you have a guess for this?
My guess would have to be Curious George.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
But that would be adorable.
Yes, he would be. I don't know how long he's been around.
I guess I don't either.
Because Tickle Me Elmo was really popular in 96, right? Curious George has been around forever.
I think so. I think that's a pretty good guess.
Hey, don't get mad at me. I've only been around since 95.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
The question tonight, what cartoon was supposed to be the original Tickle Me character before Elmo? Who is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in just a few minutes.
What cartoon was supposed to be the original Tickle Me character before Elmo? Who is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
toy developers considered a Tickle Me Looney Tunes Tasmanian Devil.
No way.
Yeah.
I think that would have scared kids.
Oh, I think that's why they chose not to do it.
Probably
that
a good
probably
choice.
Scared the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.